speak about Lord Chaitanya on his Gaura Purnima, his Vedanta. And there's so many wonderful things to say, but about Lord Chaitanya. But one I thought I would focus on a little passage from Chaitanya Charitamrita, where most brilliant of scholars during the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, other than himself, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, described Lord Chaitanya's glories. And the scene that I'm going to, the reference is Madhya Lila chapter 6, Liberation of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by his opulence of fullness of transcendental knowledge, after hearing from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya for 6 full days or 7 full days? 7 full days? 7. Morning till night, just sitting, Mahaprabhu on a raised seat because he was a sannyasi, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya on the lower position, seated on the floor, explaining Vedanta Sutra. And he explained according to the teaching of Shankaracharya, interpreting different meanings from every word in every portion of Vedanta Sutra. So the Lila, you all know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is totally silent for 7 full days. He said nothing, made no acknowledgement of understanding, accepting, rejecting, totally non-responsive. And so the next morning, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya expressed his consternation. How is it? You're not saying anything. I don't know if you're understanding, not understanding. You don't say anything. Are you understanding my explanation of the Vedanta Sutra? Mahaprabhu's reply was, I understand Vedanta Sutra very well, but the further you explain, it becomes more obscured. And more explanation, more obscured, and you're concealing meaning, Vedanta Sutra. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, great he's the teacher of thousands of sannyasis, now hearing from this one sannyasi that his teachings are obscuring the meaning of Vedanta Sutra. So he then requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to explain Vedanta Sutra according to his understanding. And the elucidation made by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so simple and yet profound and complete that although hardcore mind-body through the teachings that he had digested, he accepted the explanations of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately. And then he inquired further, would you like to hear my explanation of the Atmarama verse of Srimad Bhagavatam? So he gave Bhojitanya, listen, he gave some numbers, 13, 16, something like that, different explanations. Lord Chaitanya was completely silent. And did you understand my meanings? Or that you were presenting this, the word stirring further and further, the meanings of the Atmarama verse? Oh, if you understand, you'll explain. And Lord Chaitanya gave so many meanings different, each one different, explaining word by word the Atmanabha verse to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And because Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was such a scholar, by hearing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explain, he not only understood the meaning, but he understood that no one could give these explanations except the personality of Godhead. And so he had direct realization that Lord Chaitanya is the personality of Godhead. And he explained, you're not just a 24-year-old sannyasi. You're the personality of Godhead, seated before me, giving me teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam and Vedanta Sutra. And Lord Chaitanya smiled and then revealed his spiritual form. According to Chaitanya Bhagavat, he showed his Sadguj form right before Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya when he visit Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house in Puri. In the back side of the temple room is the Sadguj Murti, honoring the Sneha where Lord Chaitanya showed his six-armed form, two arms of Lord Ramachandra, two arms of Krishna, and two arms of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one and the same personality. So Sarvabhauma fell like a rod before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, completely surrendering unto him, overwhelmed in ecstatic love. Lord Chaitanya then cautioned Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, don't disclose this to anyone. I've shown you some special mercy, but do not disclose this to anyone. You must have disclosed it, because we now know that in the Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while there were these circumstances where he revealed his identity to certain persons, his transcendental identity to certain persons, it was only until, according to the biographers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, till after Lord Chaitanya left, that it became widely understood. There were very, very qualified persons who understood and shared that understanding. But publicly, widely, broadly, he purposely maintained his position of a sannyasi, a servant of Krishna, rather than Krishna himself, the personality of Godhead, to exhibit the deeper purpose of his teaching, not just his divinity, but the means of realizing one's position in love for Krishna through the process of devotion and service. So the narration of Chaitanya Charitamrita goes on explaining that Lord Chaitanya wanted to test Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So just after this event took place, one early morning, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the Jagannath temple, darshan of the deity, for Mangala Arti, and from the pujaris he received some Mahaprasad. And he went straight to the home of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who missed Mangala Arti. He was still asleep, still in bed. And Lord Chaitanya woke him and offered him the Mahaprasad. And immediately Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya sat up and honored the Mahaprasad. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very surprised. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, you're a very strict Brahmana. You know, eating before you perform all of your morning duties, wash your mouth and do your puja and honor the Supreme Lord, you don't take prasad, you don't eat. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya then replied, according to scripture, the prasad of the Supreme Lord is transcendental, and it may even come from a distant place and may be stale, but one should honor the Mahaprasad at once. And Mahaprabhu was satisfied that he indeed had left his ways of smarta regulation governing his life, and actually in his heart had become a devotee, governed by transcendental principles, the principles of devotion to the personality of Godhead. So Lord Chaitanya was very, very pleased. Following that, Chaitanya Charitamrita describes another discussion between Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where in a transcendental way, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is asking Lord Chaitanya, what is the most, out of all the auspicious items mentioned in the scriptures, what is the most singular, most important? Now, later on, Lord Chaitanya honored, had such regard, treated, although Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was treating Lord Chaitanya as the personality of Godhead and his superior as a sannyasi and more learned than himself, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also respected the erudition of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Like when Ishwara Puri, before his departure from this world, he sent two of Lord Chaitanya's godbrothers, Govind and Kashishwara, to go and serve Lord Chaitanya, which would be a transgression of etiquette. Lord Chaitanya turned to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and said, what should I do? To take service from one's godbrothers, what to speak of? They were direct servants of our spiritual master. So intimate to Ishwara Puri, and then to turn around and take service from them, that would be offensive. But Ishwara Puri has sent them here to render some service. What to do? What to do? The Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya resolved the question by saying, while what you say is true, in ordinary circumstances, this would not be proper. But superseding that principle is a higher principle. The higher principle is the order of the spiritual master must be obeyed in all circumstances. And that prevails. So because Ishwara Puri has ordered it, you should accept it. So Lord Chaitanya surrendered to that advice of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. In other words, so intimate was the relationship, where sometimes Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was being consulted by Lord Chaitanya. And here, Sarvabhauma is consulting Lord Chaitanya. Out of all the rules and regulations, all the auspicious things that are recommended in the scriptures to be done, is there one thing, what's the most important thing to be done in all, found within all of the scriptures and within the realm of devotional service? Lord Chaitanya's reply was the Harir Nama Eva Kevalam, that verse that says that the chanting of the holy name in this age of Kali is the most singular, the most important activity, which in fact was the reason for Lord Chaitanya's advent, for honoring Lord Chaitanya's appearance, to give this teaching. So here he is, giving this teaching directly to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And not only Lord Chaitanya quoted the verse, but then he elaborately explained it is said in Chaitanya Bhagavat that when Lord Chaitanya received initiation from Ishwarpuri for 1 week straight, Ishwarpuri lectured or expanded the importance of this one verse every day for the whole week. So repetition is good. Prabhupada would sometimes say repetition is necessary for clear understanding. So Lord Chaitanya explained in detail this Hare Nama verse. And the part that I wanted to focus on, this is all preliminary leading up to it. The brother-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was Gopinath Acharya. And Gopinath Acharya was very frustrated with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya before, because he was so rigid in his ways of smarta regulation and not able to understand anything from a devotional perspective. But by the well wishes of Gopinath Acharya for Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he received Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Gopinath, so I'm going to read text, starting from text 244. Gopinath Acharya reminded Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, "My dear Bhattacharya, what I foretold to you has now taken place, that you would receive Lord Chaitanya's mercy." Offering obeisances to Gopinath Acharya, the Bhattacharya said, "Because I am related to you, and you are a devotee, by your mercy, the Lord has shown mercy to me. You are a first-class devotee, whereas I am in the darkness of logical arguments. Because of your relationship with the Lord has bestowed his benediction upon me." So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy with that exchange. And it's not, there's no commentary here, but Prabhupada has explained this is actually how advancement in spiritual life takes place. That is, if one receives the mercy of one who has received mercy, then with that reception of mercy one can make advancement. And without that mercy of the Vaishnava, one is not going to make advancement in spiritual life. And in this case, simply because of the family relation, the brother-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Gopinath Acharya, was such a faithful devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the mercy went to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's not so faithful brother-in-law. Then some time passed. Lord Chaitanya said, "Okay, everyone go to the temple, see Lord Jagannath." And then after visiting the temple, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya went back to his home with two associates of Lord Chaitanya, Jagatananda Pandit, and Damodar. When he was in the temple, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya made an arrangement for very large quantity of Mahaprasad of Lord Jagannath. And then he requested Jagatananda and Damodar to take the Mahaprasad and give it to Lord Chaitanya. But along with the Mahaprasad were two verses that he wrote with his own hand on a leaf that was assisting in writing at the time, leaf pages. And there were glorifications of Lord Chaitanya. As Jagatananda and Damodar were going to deliver the Mahaprasad and these two verses, they crossed the paths of Mukundadatta, and Mukundadatta had enough presence of mind to read very carefully the glorification of Lord Chaitanya written by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and he took it from them and wrote it on the outside of the wall of the Gambhira, so that when Lord Chaitanya read the two verses, immediately he ripped them shreds and threw them away. So had they not been preserved, we wouldn't know what those verses are. But two very, very important verses. In fact, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that these verses written by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya have endured for all these centuries, 500 years, as verses that are especially appreciated as describing Lord Chaitanya's position. So in honor of Lord Chaitanya's appearance day, I'll read these two verses. The first one, it's very common in our Prabhupada repeated again and again in his teachings. Vairagya vidyanija bhakti yoga shikshartha ekam purushak purana Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari Kripam Buddhi Yastam Aham Prapadye. So, I'll read the translation. Let me take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna, who has descended in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach us real knowledge, his devotional service, and detachment from whatever does not foster Krishna consciousness. He has descended because he is an ocean of transcendental mercy. Let me surrender unto his lotus feet. So this is written by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Prabhupada liked to refer to the verse and would explain it in this way. Vairagya Vidya, especially these first two words, Lord Chaitanya's teaching was one of Vairagya, detachment from the world, just like we find Srila Prabhupada's presentation of the first verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, the Pravritti Nivritti Marg, and devotional services, the Nivritti, the path of progressive detachment from worldly existence. Because the other is people who are pursuing more and more and more and more and more better standard of material enjoyment, and that's considered progress, that's considered happiness, that's considered the goal. But the teaching of Lord Chaitanya is the opposite. Progressively detaching oneself from those involvements in pursuit of material happiness. And Vairagya Vidya. Vidya means knowledge, but specifically knowledge of what? Knowledge of the process of devotional service. How to engage nicely in the natural activity of the living being serving Krishna. Just hearing one lecture Prabhupada for a half an hour was in detail describing how everyone is a servant, although they may be trying to be a master, and in this way the master idea is, and many do is describing their idea of a master, but actually they become the servant of the senses, the servants of those who are demanding service from them, although they're in the position of the master, and so on and so on. Our position is actually that of servant. So Vairagya Vidya is detachment from the misconception of being an enjoyer of material facilities. Instead, the position of being the servant of the personality of Godhead. That's real knowledge. And how to execute that devotional service is Lord Chaitanya's teaching. Vairagya Vijaya Nija Bhakti Yoga. Nija means his own. Lord Chaitanya was teaching devotional service unto Krishna, but he was Krishna. So Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga, it's his own devotional service unto himself. Shikshartam Ekam Purusha Purana. Shiksha means instructions. So Shikshartam Ekam Purusha Purana. He's the original person, Purusha Purana, teaching devotional service unto himself through knowledge and detachment. And who is this person? Sri Krishna. He's Krishna himself, but he's descended. Sharira Dhari, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari. He's assumed the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that was the name that was given at his sannyas, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Sri Krishna Chaitanya. So he's Krishna himself, but taking the name Chaitanya, taking the form that's golden in complexion. And why did he descend like this to give these teachings? Kripam Bhuti. Because he's an ocean of mercy, and there's no other reason, just causeless mercy. And those who Lord Chaitanya empowered similarly carried out their activities with causeless mercy, just the flowing of the mercy of Lord Chaitanya through his Sankirtan movement and distributing the knowledge of devotional service unto Krishna, knowledge of devotional service unto Lord Chaitanya. And by serving Lord Chaitanya, we're serving Krishna. And by serving the associates of Lord Chaitanya, we're serving Lord Chaitanya and serving Krishna. Like that. The servant of the servant of the servant. The service of Vaishnavas, such an important element of Lord Chaitanya's teaching. But what does that mean? It means service to Krishna. We serve Krishna by serving the devotees of Krishna. Kripam Bhuti Yaskam Aham Prapadye. And therefore, I surrender unto him. Let me surrender unto his lotus feet. And the next verse, because there were two verses that were submitted by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Here's the second one. Let my consciousness, which is like a honeybee, take shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has just now appeared as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to teach the ancient system of devotional service to himself. This system had almost been lost due to the influence of time. So, Chitta Bringa. My consciousness is like a bumblebee. And bumblebee is like honey. So he's, the metaphor is like bumblebee-like consciousness wants the honey. And the honey is that which Lord Chaitanya is giving. This process of devotional service. And as he explained to Chaitanya, to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the simplest means directly accessible by anyone, literally anyone. One lecture I was hearing recently, Prabhupada was saying, anyone, an intelligent person, a fool, a young person, an old person, even a dog, just by hearing the sound of the holy name, one can become transcendentally benefited, and that is the there's no limit to the nature of the merciful appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descending to give his mercy, ocean of mercy, in the form of the chanting of the holy name and corresponding teachings that enable the chanting of the holy name to be fully effective. Detachment from the worldly pursuits of life, trying to find happiness through bringing the senses to sense objects and being the enjoyer of them. And that whole program that just consumes the whole planet faster and faster, and different cultures are just different ways of doing the same thing, buying themselves misery and repeated birth and death in the same foolish pursuit. So detachment from that foolish pursuit, and instead attachment to the process of devotional service. So in that teaching of Lord Chaitanya combined with the merciful chanting of the holy name, he appeared and very freely, very liberally distributed that to everyone. So we're honoring him on his appearance day. Of course, especially important in the course of the day as people get off of work and come to the temple and join us for the evening celebration, we'll hear more of the merciful manifestation of Radha Govinda here in New York on the occasion of Gorpanini. They were first installed directly by the hand of our founder Acharya. So it's a very, very auspicious day. Wish there were more persons able to participate with us, but as the day rolls on, I'm sure that will take place.
Well, some of those are here at 2:30 in the morning chanting. If we have the chanting, we can do it.
Have you been up all night? Did you have any rest last night?
Yeah.
You had some rest, okay.
I come 3:00.
Huh?
I 10 o'clock sleep, I come back 3:00.
10 o'clock and then here at 2.
You're going to do 108 hour
Kirtan
after that. 108 hour Kirtan. My son will come and organize. He does it very often, so he'll come and organize the schedule.
Okay. So any discussion on this? Yes. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
I am reading Chaitanya Bhagavat many times, Chaitanya Charitamrita also. There are many times this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showing the many forms. Nishananda Prabhu, Nishinga, and Murari Gupta, Ram. And some Tathik Vipra, he's also Bal Gopal. And after every time say, you don't speak anybody. Why this type?
Why? Because he wanted to express, but I'll say it, try to say it a little differently. He wanted to conceal his identity to the people in general so that they could not see him with awe and reverence as God, but they could receive instead the teaching of pure devotional service from one who is practicing pure devotional service, and in that way not as it's described in Adi Leela, have their love diminished by the mood of awe and reverence. So to simply accept him as a lover of God and through him receive love of God. So it was his mood of a covered incarnation, showing as a devotee here something to. He wanted like that. But of course, by his own arrangement, by his own internal potency, those disclosures of his divinity were later on eventually revealed and then included in biographies of his life. But during his life, as a devotee, showing by example. Anything else? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.